أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لمن شاء منكم أن يتقدم أو يتأخر كل نفس بما كسبت رهينة إلا أصحاب اليمين. In the previous ayats, Allah Tabarak Ta'ala said, Kalla, that whatever these non-believers are saying about Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and making all this propaganda, there is nothing like that whatsoever. And that they feel that they have got the upper hand at the moment, the beginning stages in Makkah Sharif, and that they have the sway of all the matters, that is not at all true. And whatever they are doing against Islam and making this propaganda and all the mockery of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in the Quran Sharif, there is nothing like that whatsoever, and that they should come to, they should stop with all this evil of theirs for their own good, and they should turn to Allah Ta'ala and accept Islam and repent for all their past. For that, then Allah Ta'ala took the qasam of the moon and the night and the day. All this is to show that as the moon, the beginning, you don't see the moon at all. We all look for it for the beginning of the moon, the crescent. And then it grows and it comes to its full height, the 14th, 15th. And then it starts waning down. Just like that is this life of this dunya. So don't be fooled by the life of this dunya. And then also the day and the night, that by the akhirat is like hidden in the night, we cannot see it. But soon the day is going to come out and then we will see it clearly. And then Allah Ta'ala warned about the day of Qiyamah, what a severe day that will be, and that is a warning. Now Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala in His great kindness towards us all reminds us that when these are the realities and you have understood, then this is لِمَنْ شَاءَ مِنْكُمْ أَنْ يَتَقَدَّمْ جو کوئی چاہے تم میں سے کہ آگے برہے. Now whoever of you wants to, let him move forward. Let him forget, for make tawbah of his life of the past. The non-believers who are addressed here directly, let them give up their kufr, accept Iman and Islam, and prepare accordingly, and prepare for the day of Qiyamah, the day which is coming in front of us, and for which we have to prepare. And Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, after having mentioned all this, and with the great exercise of sending this wahi revelation down, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam expounding it fully and completely, and so when it has come down, now either you make your tawbah and you move forward, or yata'akhar, ya piche rahe. And if a person does not want to accept Iman and Islam, and he doesn't want to prepare for the day of Qiyamah, and he wants to deny it and feels that that life is not going to come, then let him stay behind. This is not permission to stay behind, but this is a great, great warning in a subtle way, that it is now up to you, that you make amends and change your life and go forward, or that you stay behind and you just carry on with what you are doing and stay behind. And also remember, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, Kullu nafsim bima kasabat rahina. Har ek ji apne kaamon mein phasa hua hai. Each and every person will be pawned, will be caught in what his actions are. Every person will be, his life will be according to his actions. Well, if a person has done evil, and more it refers to that, then his life will be pawned and it will be caught up in all evil conditions. Evil actions will bring about evil action, and a person will be caught in that, will be in the net of his action, and that will be what his life will be here in this dunya also, and in the akhirat also. So in here also is a very kind warning of Allah Ta'ala, that we make amends and that we correct our lives. Illa ashab al yameen fi jannat. Magar dahni taraf wale baagho mein hai. However, those who are of the right hand, either it refers to those who whose arwah were taken out from the right side of Adam alayhi salatu wassalam, or on the day of Qiyamah, where those people who will be raised and will be on the right side of the throne of Allah Ta'ala. In other words, the righteous and pious people, these people, they will be set free because their a'mal were good, they had their iman and yaqeen and their a'mal. So they will be set free and they will be fi jannat. They will be in beautiful gardens. They will be in great enjoyment, while the people of evil and sinful people will be caught in the net of the evil actions. These people will be set free, and they will have the great freedom of the beautiful gardens of Jannah. And there in Jannah, yatasaa'aloon anil mujrimeen, milkar poochte hai gunahgaron ka haal. And there they will sit together and they will ask the condition, where are those sinful people who regarded themselves as very intelligent in this dunya, and that they knew better, and they had great brains, and they prepared lot of things of the dunya, and they made lot of things of this dunya. We don't see them yet. Where are they now? In the ayat in front, Allah Ta'ala depicts them that not only will they discuss it amongst themselves there in Jannah, but they will see those people in Jahannam, and then they will speak to them, and a dialogue will start between the people of Jannah and the people of Jahannam, that how come you landed there? You are very clever people. You are very intelligent people. You knew how to make lot of money. You knew how to go about all the things of this dunya, and what inventions and things you made. But how come you are suffering like this? What is your condition? So in here, this is not only for the kuffar, but it refers to us all also, that we also should make amends of all the wrong that we have done. And till Allah has given us a chance to make tawbah, we should make sincere tawbah and come out of this wrong things and go towards Allah Ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana.